For Katie James, prayer has been a learning process. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Katie shares how she's grown along the way.
Prayer has been a big deal in my life, and it was more that I really wanted to be a praying woman. I remember reading about Susanna Wesley and how she would sit in the corner and all of her children were supposed to be quiet while she covered her head and prayed. So that was always my goal, and I found out that ultimately her life was horrible. I think 9 of her children died. I think only 4 were living when she died. You'd think that her husband, well, at least she had his comfort. Well, he was a mess too. He got into all sorts of financial trouble, ended up in jail for a year, and then her house burnt down. Not once, but twice. So she went through a lot, and I didn't really know that yet. But that's the type of woman that I wanted to be.
Over the course of many years, God has helped Katie grow exponentially in her prayer life.
But over the course of many years, He taught me how to pray, and He answered my prayer. He turned me into a praying woman. Not that I spend hours with my Bible punched over with covered head like Susanna Wesley. I don't do that. People wouldn't look at me and say, oh, she's a praying woman. I'm not like that. But in my heart, I know that He's the only one I have. And so I am constantly in prayer with Him throughout the day. And one of the ways He did that was through hardship, through great hardship and difficulty.
Such a powerful, encouraging word. While our journeys may not always be easy, our Heavenly Father is there with us and for us. So draw close to Him in prayer. To learn more about prayer, go to makingyourlifecount.com.